We just heard a lot of your suggestions for program topics and guests in our open line in the last half hour. Now, this is your opportunity to talk about issues in Wisconsin and in the Midwest that you think are being overlooked by Washington, D.C. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Friday, December 27th. Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson joins us for this half hour to talk about his new advocacy group that he's helping to lead to try to improve life for Americans' heartland. And we welcome your questions and your suggestions about issues that you would like to see focused on in the year to come from our politicians in Washington, D.C. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Tommy Thompson served as the 42nd governor of Wisconsin, also U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services under President George W. Bush. He was also a Republican state lawmaker, and he is the co-chairman of the Midwest Council, an advocacy group for Wisconsin and nearby states in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Governor Thompson.
Good morning, Joy. How are you? And Merry Christmas to you, and happy holidays to you and all your listeners out there. It's great to be on your program, and thank you for doing such a great job.
Well, thank you so much, Governor Thompson. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show this morning. Tell us, what is the Midwest Council? How did it come about, and what are you hoping to do with it?
Well, first off, it's a completely bipartisan group of individuals that I just happen to be the co-chair of, and my other co-chair is a former governor from Nebraska and United States Senator Ben Nelson. And both Senator Nelson, Governor Nelson, and myself believe very strongly that the Midwest is always somewhat overlooked. We're not that easy to tout our wares or brag about ourselves in the Midwest. We're just hardworking individuals that get along and expect that the federal government to do what is right. But if you look around the country, some of the biggest advocacy groups are regional organizations, like the Northeast, extremely effective. The Southern region has got a group of individuals that have formed an organization. I might add, and rightly so, a bipartisan or a nonpartisan, however you want to classify it, to go into Washington and tout and explain the needs of that particular region. The western states have a very effective group, as well as individually the state of California, which has got such a large population, is very effective in just being in Washington in explaining what they need and how to do it. We're not going to be in Washington. We're going to stay in the Midwest, and we're going to hopefully organize businesses, university, and think tank groups and special interest groups that would really like to help us promote Wisconsin, of course, which is my love, and also do things for other states in the Midwest. We just haven't been very effective. We got the Great Lakes, Joy.
Yes. Are you going to be then essentially, Governor Thompson, a squeaky wheel?
No, I don't want to be a squeaky wheel, but I want to be able to articulate and explain the opportunities that we have, and there isn't an area in the state that we couldn't really do a better job of explaining to the country how great or how well we do things. We are always shortchanged, Joy, in federal formulas. You look at Medicaid, you look at Medicare, you look at the reimbursement formulas for cities and so on. We're always sort of on the last, Medicare specifically. We, our states in the Midwest, really get less dollars than southern states and eastern states. I don't think that's right. I would like to be able to, you know, to articulate a vision for hospitals and for individuals about in states that are interested in trying to get a better equitable distribution of federal funds for Medicare. Just one incident that I worked out when I was secretary and governor, and I'd like to continue that work of trying to get Wisconsin an equitably share of federal dollars. Wisconsin has always joined, I'd say, somewhere between 45th and 50th in a lot of federal formulas, as well as getting cash back to the state of Wisconsin. You think that's right?
No, I don't. And how come that's happening? Why are we getting overlooked or treated unfairly like this?
Well, I think a lot of it was, Joy, is that Wisconsin never really pushed that hard to get, and I'm not being critical. This is a completely bipartisan thing. I just don't think we were aggressive enough when they were handing out the formulas. And I don't think our representatives at that particular time, and when Medicare was put together, were in the positions of power and could get that done. And as a result, the southern states, you know, who had a long tenure of U.S. senators being in office, were able to successfully, because of the strength of their chairmanships, be able to distribute the Medicare formula based upon their particular region. And we didn't have a bipartisan Midwestern region at that time. And I'm saying, hey, wait a minute, that's just not fair for the Midwest. And that's what we want to do.
And so how exactly will your group make a difference? Is it going to be, you know, shaking hands and lobbying our politicians in Washington? Or are you going to be at all involved in perhaps taking out ads during the election cycles?
No, that gets into a partisan thing. I'm not going to be involved in that, I'm not going to be a lobbyist. I never have been and never will be. But I will be encouraging businesses. Let's just take the university systems. We got the Big Ten. How many Big Ten universities do we have in the state of Wisconsin in this region? We got Gopher, Nebraska. We got Iowa. We got Minnesota. We got Wisconsin. We got two in Illinois, two in Indiana, and Michigan, two in Michigan, and Ohio. Here is the powerhouse of the university system in the Big Ten. And that's just the Big Ten. We're not talking about our wonderful state colleges or our great vocational systems in our particular states. And are we getting the adequate and necessary funding to do the programming for those particular institutions? Are we being treated fairly? Highway aids. Wisconsin never gets its shared highway aids. Are other Midwestern states being treated inequitably for that? And that goes back to when the interstate system was set up. And if we can bring together like-minded people, I'm looking at this as a way of having a coalition of universities and state colleges come together and vocational schools come together and form an educational voice under this rubric, the Midwestern Conference. And then do the same thing for the utilities. Do the same thing for construction, highway aids, and building, farming, the Great Lakes. I can just think of a 100 areas where the Midwest is unique, and rightly so, and be able to form organizations in there that when we have particular things up in Washington, we can send experts from our coalition to go out there and talk to people and testify in Congress and be able to get our message out there to the federal policymakers to hopefully make a difference that will benefit all of the Midwest and, of course, in my case, specifically Wisconsin.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a story on the Midwest Council and quoted a policy analyst as saying the Midwest does a bad job of sticking up for itself and cooperating with each other. And this analyst said, the concept of how something in Illinois might affect Wisconsin never crosses anyone's mind, that we should be working together with other states. How big a problem is that lack of working together?
I think it's a huge problem. Let's just take, for instance, you know, the Midwest in regards to the Great Lakes and Mississippi and the carp issue and the invasive species. You know, the Great Lakes and we're surrounded, you know, by Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. That's huge that's one of the great national and international resources we have. And have you ever heard of Wisconsinites, you know, individually on a particular case? Sure, at the state level. But has there ever been a concerted effort on invasive species into the Great Lakes that the Midwest area is all about? And that's where the Great Lakes really are situated. And look at the shorelines, the opportunities for business, the opportunities for recreation, the opportunities for conservation, the opportunities for study of just the Great Lakes. And I don't think, you know, that we're doing enough to promote that and to encourage people to get involved, like-minded people in like-minded states, you know, to say the Great Lakes is a regional thing, and let's develop a really great Midwestern policy on these individual items that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Transportation. Transportation doesn't stop at the line. We want those people from Indiana and Illinois and Iowa to come to Wisconsin and spend their money. And we want good roads and we want good transportation systems. Are we getting our fair share of the dollars? I know we're not. And we've sat back and let that happen to us, and I don't think that's fair. I think we should stand up and say, you know, we're pretty darn good out here in the Midwest. Take a look at us and help us get better.
We are talking with former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson. Never a better cheerleader for the state of Wisconsin. He is co-chairman of the Midwest Council and Advocacy Group for Wisconsin and nearby states in Washington, D.C., and we're welcoming your questions for him. Is there an issue in Wisconsin, an issue affecting Wisconsin that you think is overlooked in Washington? How should the feds be helping out or treating us more fairly? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking with Tommy Thompson, former Wisconsin governor, former U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, the co-chairman of the new Midwest Council, an advocacy group for Wisconsin and the other states in the Midwest. And we're welcoming your questions for him about this effort and the issues you think Washington needs to focus on to help Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Rich in Rhinelander is with us first. Hello, Rich.
Hello. Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Governor Thompson, and a happy new year to you and everyone. Governor Thompson, we have a fairly good developed mass transportation corridor between Chicago and Milwaukee in Amtrak, and it's used quite heavily. We have a home here in northern Wisconsin, but also a home halfway between Madison and Milwaukee. And that corridor with professional ball as well as the arts community in Milwaukee and Big Ten sports in Madison, I do recall you being an advocate for trains at one point in your career. And I just welcome your comments about developing that corridor from Milwaukee to Madison to Minneapolis and other areas in the Midwest, but particularly in Wisconsin, because we've lived in Wisconsin all our lives.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. We have a Facebook comment from Roger who also says, we need that high-speed passenger rail that Governor Walker put the kibosh on. Governor Walker did not accept the federal funds to develop that rail corridor. Governor Thompson, what about that?
Well, you raise a very valid point, and Rich, was it Rich or was Roger?
Well, there's both.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, you know, I was chairman of Amtrak when we really set up the development of the corridor between Chicago and Milwaukee. And that happens to be right now one of the best used mass transit or railroad services between our particular states. And I'm very proud of what I was able to do when I was chairman of Amtrak to really put the extra money in there to make that a very viable transportation alternative. You can get on the train in Milwaukee cheaper and faster and better than and go to Chicago and do your business and come back and live in Wisconsin or vice versa, than trying to drive your car down there and trying to find a parking spot and pay more money for a parking spot for a part of the day than you did for your transportation ticket down and back from Milwaukee to Milwaukee, Milwaukee to Chicago or Chicago to Milwaukee. And, you know, there's different, you know, different things happen when you're trying to expand a corridor. I don't think that the state was well organized to put in the corridor between Milwaukee and Madison, and I'm certainly not going to second-guess Governor Walker's position on not accepting the federal funds. He thought that was being costly for the state in the future. And this is one thing where a bipartisan or nonpartisan group like I'm going to be the co-chairman of could have an influence of if we could show, you know, the ways that we could develop a fast and suitable and a more affordable thing, and one that is not going to place a burden on future taxpayers in the state of Wisconsin. I agree with Governor Walker that we do not want to place additional burdens on taxpayers, but I also am very much in favor of developing that high-speed corridor between Milwaukee and Madison. I think it could prove in the years to come that we could be successful. And I hope that we could, you know, put together a program that Governor Walker and the vast majority of the people of the state of Wisconsin could support, and we could be done on a basis that's not going to bankrupt the federal government or the state of Wisconsin, and be something that could be able to be self-sustaining. That's always been my position, I believe very strongly on that.
Thanks to Roger and to Rich for those questions. Ruth in Madison is with us. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, I have two questions, please. First of all, within the last year, Governor Walker turned down federal funds to repair Milwaukee's roads, and his logic for that was that it would then we would have to pay to maintain the roads. So now we'll be paying to maintain unrepaired roads rather than paying to maintain repaired roads. This was not to build new roads. This was federal money to repair roads. And he turned it down. And so we need, an organization, if you want to kick our governor, to start accepting some federal money.
Ruth, I know you have another question, but we're very short on time. Is there a way to convince Governor Walker to accept the federal money that's being offered to Wisconsin?
Well, I think that's an opportunity for our organization. You know, I don't know of the situation where Governor Walker turned out federal money to repair roads. I would be somewhat surprised about that, unless there were some strings attached. I know that most states are very eager to receive federal dollars to repair roads because it creates jobs and opportunities in transportation. I know Governor Walker is a strong proponent of that, as I was when I was governor, and I think all governors are. But I think what we could do and the Midwest Council, that's what one of the reasons, you know, transportation is going to be a key. How do we get people moved from one place to another? Who's going to pay for it? And how does the Midwest get treated equitably? We have not been treated equitably as far as transportation dollars from the federal government to the state of Wisconsin. That's where my knowledge base is. But I know for the whole Midwest, it's the same way. And that's why I think we can become a very strong voice for the Midwest.
Very quickly, John in Appleton, what's your question?
Thank you, Governor, for your service. I wonder what your thoughts are on the Midwest becoming a hub for wind energy.
Yeah, how about that? And we just have a minute. I'm sorry, Governor Thompson.
I think we have huge potentialities for all different types of energy in the Midwest, and I don't think we can overlook any. I think we have the benefits of having natural resources and the type of terrain that's going to make us suitable for many sources of alternative energies, and the wind being one. And I think we can articulate a vision. It's controversial. It's complex. We've got to decide amongst ourselves what we want. But for the Midwest as a region, we have tremendous opportunities and resources to tout, and I don't think we're doing a very good job of it. And so, that's the reason I've been willing to set this up.
Governor Thompson, do you have any advice for Governor Walker? As a former Wisconsin governor who has taken the step to the presidential stage and the talk about Governor Walker possibly running in 2016, what advice do you have for Governor Walker as he makes up his mind?
I give him a great deal of encouragement, and any time we could get somebody elected as President of the United States for our state, it would be a tremendous boon, no matter what political party you're in. So I would strongly suggest if he wants to do it, to do it. I tried and didn't even get out of the state of Iowa, so I'm the last one that should be giving out information and advice. I just know that Wisconsin, anytime you have a candidate from your particular state, you're well off.
Thank you so much for being with us, and have a very happy New Year.
You too, and thanks for having me on your program.
Tommy Thompson, co-chairman of the Midwest Council and former Wisconsin governor. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.